Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is time for a lengthy edition of the NBA Injury Report. Pretty big Wednesday slate with 9 games, but also a lot of players on the injury report and some big names. Going to be talking about some guys later on. We've got Kyrie Irving, James Harden question. We'll be talking about them later. So you're going to watch this video all the way until the end to get the most important news. But before we get into it, do us a favor, like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, leave a comment if you have any questions about today's slate. So let's jump right into this lengthy injury report, Adam. And starting with the Boston Celtics, Marcus Smart is out for Boston. And we've seen this team be pretty disappointing this year. Peyton Pritchard has stepped up at times. Who do you think benefits the most from the absence of Smart?
I think it's likely to be Dennis Schroeder and Josh Richardson. Pritchard's questionable, so if he's available, then he's, you know, kind of another guy that could potentially benefit. Maybe you see him in the starting lineup. But if he's out, I think it's likely to be those two. We saw Richardson play basically the entire rest of the game after Smart left against Indiana. Richardson played in overtime as well. Dennis Schroeder finished the game still only playing about 21 minutes. He played 13, 14 minutes after Smart left the game. So I think those two are likely to see a bump in playing time.
Yeah, I think that's very reasonable. It's an important injury, but considering some of the other news we have on the slate, I don't know that the Celtics are going to be the most important team for us to target today. On the other side of this game, we've got the Indiana Pacers, who have been a team that a lot of people have been honing in on. We've seen guys like Dwayne Washington and Kiefer Sykes have all of a sudden become chalk plays basically out of nowhere because we've been rostering them, but nobody knew who these guys were a month ago. But for today, potentially a return to normalcy for the Pacers. We've got Caris LeVert, Chris Duarte, Malcolm Brogdon questionable. What happens to the Pacers if these guys are in? But if they all sit out again, what happens in that situation?
If they're in, the Pacers, I think, become pretty unappealing. You would still have Miles Turner, who looks okay. But, you know, Sykes, Stevenson, Washington all start to look pretty bad, I think, if Brogdon and LeVert and Duarte are in. If they're out, though, then we get basically the same situation that we had last game where they all are, I think, reasonable plays, but it's still going to be difficult to trust any of them. Lance Stevenson's at 5,100 on DraftKings. Sykes is at 4,600 and Washington's at 4,700. So the price tags have come up a little bit. In that last game, you got about 26 minutes in regulation from Stevenson. You got 23 minutes from Sykes. You got 23 minutes from Washington. The presence of all three of those guys and the fact that Stevenson is legitimately in the rotation makes it still difficult to trust them. But if all of Brogdon, LeVert, and Duarte are out, I think you can still kind of throw shots at them in tournaments.
And the next team, we've got the Philadelphia 76ers. They're getting Tyrese Maxey back from the health and safety protocol. Shake Milton's still out. We've got Seth Curry listed as questionable. And what do we make of the Philadelphia 76ers backcourt with Maxey back, but we now got Seth Curry as questionable?
I think that you're going to get a decent amount of playing time from Maxey. He wasn't out that long. And earlier in the season when they were shorthanded, we saw the Sixers not be afraid to just run Tyrese Maxey out there for like 40 minutes. Not saying I think he necessarily plays 40 minutes today, but wouldn't be surprising to me if he got 36, 37 minutes, especially if Curry is out. You know, Maxey still has to contend with Embiid and Harris for usage and to some extent for assists, but he's relatively inexpensive and I think likely to play a lot of minutes.
And the next situation you're talking about, it's one of the ones that's more interesting to me. It was something I bet on right when the news came out this morning, but we've got a very shorthanded front court now for the Orlando Magic. Mo Bamba and Wendell Carter Jr. are both going to be out today. So I think there's opportunities for guys like Franz Wagner to pick up more rebounds, but also there's extended playing time for Chuma Okeke. Robin Lopez is back in the mix. Does anybody here really stand out to you as a DFS option?
I think Robin Lopez at 4K, if he starts, we've actually seen him play sizable minutes when he gets the starts. Orlando's been a team this year that they haven't really wanted to go small. They kind of just have the next big step up when you take out Carter and Bamba. So if Lopez is in the starting lineup, I think it's likely he plays around 30 minutes or so. Makes him look like a pretty decent option. You potentially also get some more run for Chuma Okeke at 4,600. We know that he's, you know, capable of putting some big games together, and he's reasonably priced. So I'll be interested in whoever starts at center, and then I'm assuming Okeke is going to slide into the starting lineup. If that's the case, he looks like a decent value as well.
Yeah, and the next team, a team that's far from shorthanded at center, we've got Thomas Bryant back for the Wizards, which now means they have to find minutes for Bryant, Montrezl Harrell, and Gafford. That could be a little bit of a crunch of a situation. But most importantly for us, when we're looking at this game, Bradley Beal is still out. So we've seen massive usage go to Kyle Kuzma in these spots. Spencer Dinwiddie stepped up. We haven't seen him play very many back-to-backs this year, but it looks like Dinwiddie is going to be available to play. What is the impact of Bradley Beal being out on the Wizards?
I think the biggest thing is Spencer Dinwiddie. He's played seven games now without Beal. He's averaged 1.39 DraftKings points per minute, has a 28% usage rate, 41% assist percentage, and he's averaged 35 minutes per game, which is a big deal because in the games that Beal has played, you typically get 29, 30 minutes from Dinwiddie in addition to decreased production. Even if you just look at the minutes that he's played without Beal on the floor this season to get a larger sample size than just those seven games, he's still around 1.18 DraftKings points per minute. When you combine that with the likelihood that he's playing 33 or 34 minutes tonight, it still makes him look like a fantastic option, especially on DraftKings. Outside of that, I don't think there's a lot else to really like. If Corey Kispert remains in the starting lineup at 3,500, you can certainly take some shots at him, just hoping he plays 30 minutes or so. Howell Neto at 3,400, you know, potentially plays in the mid-20s. But there's not, I think Dinwiddie's the one that gets the biggest bump. You also have Kyle Kuzma at 8K, who he sees a bump in usage rate without Beal. But the reason that I think you still should be sort of hesitant on Kuzma is that his salary is up from the fact that he was essentially the backup center while Montrezl Harrell was out. The rebounding numbers just can't really be there when now you suddenly have all of Gafford, Harrell, Bryant, and Rui Hachimura in the rotation.
Yeah, I really don't know what to make of the center rotation for Washington because it seems they signed Gafford to a big contract in the offseason. He seems very stable. But Thomas Bryant's also been somebody they've been pretty dedicated to in the past, and got him. I assume he's going to play minutes. I think as long as all these guys are healthy, unless Harrell falls out of the rotation entirely, I don't see any of these centers as playable for the short term. Would you agree with that?
Harrell, I guess, is still potentially playable. He's 4,700. He played 24 minutes last night. If they just give Thomas Bryant some minutes alongside Harrell, which I think is likely, then I still don't mind Harrell. I think there's also a chance that you get Rui resting tonight on the second half of a back-to-back, and Thomas Bryant just takes his minutes from last night. But I think that outside of Harrell, where he's still cheap, I can't really get to Gafford at an elevated price tag from when Harrell was out. I certainly don't see any reason to be going to Rui playing 15 minutes. I don't think Thomas Bryant's going to play a lot. It does just become a really crowded front court for Washington.
The NBA Injury Report is sponsored by Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports. If you guys are not familiar to Yahoo, click on the link in the description box below. Head on over to Yahoo. If you make a deposit and enter a contest, you'll get one free month of Awesomo Plus Platinum, where you find all the tools that you need to make money in DFS, not just for NBA and not just on Yahoo, but for all the DFS sports that are out there, also covering other sites like FanDuel and DraftKings. But of course, all our tools are also applicable to Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports. All right, the next piece of injury news to hit on, and don't forget, guys, if you're still sticking around, like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're going to be hitting on the Nets at the end. That's going to be the most important injury news on the entire slate. So trying to tease that a little bit and pushing that towards the end. But for right now, we've got Clint Capela and Cam Reddish are both doubtful for the Atlanta Hawks. And it's been certainly a down year for Atlanta. They looked like a breakout team last year. A lot of people thought they would be real contenders this season. Just hasn't been the case. And one of the reasons has been because Clint Capela has seen a little bit of a drop off. Now that he's not expected to play today, what do you expect from the front court in Atlanta?
I think Okongwu ends up looking like one of the best value options on the slate. He played about 38 minutes last game. Now, Gorgui Dieng was also out for that game. Jang may or may not be in the rotation here. I assume that he's going to be the backup center, but I still think it's likely you get 30 to 32 minutes from Okongwu with Gorgui Jang backing him up. He's power forward eligible in DraftKings, which is really nice as well. He's a 0.95 fantasy point per minute guy. So he looks very good. I think beyond that, it's still just kind of a mediocre team to target. They have so many sort of interchangeable wings. Like, you take Reddish out, maybe you get a little bit more Gallinari, maybe you get a little bit more Herter. Hunter could be back. He's 3K flat for what that's worth. But I think the big piece here is Okongwu.
The next team we have to talk about is one of the only teams that's really dealing with a massive COVID breakout right now, relative to what we saw in recent weeks, where just every team in the league was decimated. We've got the San Antonio Spurs still in that kind of situation. Derek White is out. Doug McDermott is out. Devin Vassell is out. Trey Jones is out. Keldon Johnson all out. Greg Popovich rotations never quite to be trusted from a daily fantasy sports standpoint, but it's hard to ignore the players out and some of the potential value here. Who are the players you have your eye on the most?
Yeah, and it's a great matchup against Houston as well. I think DeJounte Murray continues to look like one of the best options on the board. He's expensive, but he's got a really good matchup against Houston. He's averaged 1.5 fantasy points per minute without White on the floor this season. So he looks good. Jakob Poeltl, I think, looks like a very strong center play. And then Lonnie Walker, Josh Primo, to a little bit lesser extent, Ketta Bates Diop, but all three of those guys should play, you know, sizable minutes in a good matchup. So I think you get some value there. And then even kind of further down the board, if you're playing a lot of tournament lineups, there's the potential for minutes for Bryn Forbes. Devontae Kaycock has played like, or probably is going to play like 16 minutes if this game's competitive. He's only a center, which is unfortunate, but he's an excellent point per minute guys. So I think the priorities are Murray, Poeltl, Walker, Primo, but even, you know, going to Bates Diop, Forbes, potentially Kaycock are guys that you can get to as well.
Hey, Hassan Whiteside finally showed up last slate. He had these slates where he totally busted in spots where it seemed like it was going to be impossible for him to bust, but last game breaks out 21 points, 14 rebounds, blocked three shots, and there's potential for really secure minutes here for Whiteside, because not only is Rudy Gobert up, we've got Udoka Azubuike. He is out now. We've got Rudy Gay out. Norvell Pell is listed as questionable. With all of these guys out and a matchup against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who tend to play bigger lineups, I don't see any way around Hassan Whiteside doing anything other than playing big minutes, barring foul trouble. I think this makes him much safer than we've seen him on some other slates. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I expect him to play a lot here as well. He played about 34 minutes against the Pistons last game. I think it's likely you get 30 plus from him tonight, because like you said, the backups are also out and the Cavs play big. So I don't love the matchup. I mean, you could certainly see Whiteside maybe produce at a little bit lower rate than he normally does. But if you're going to get 30 plus minutes from Whiteside, he's a 1.2 fantasy point per minute guy. Even if you expect that to decrease somewhat, you know, let's say he's 1.1, he's still going to look good at 6,200, given the fact that he's likely to play low to mid 30s.
Now here's the big news, the one that's potentially going to impact the slate the most, depending how the injury news breaks. Last game of the night here, and we have the Brooklyn Nets against the Chicago Bulls. James Harden is questionable. Kyrie Irving is questionable. Nick Claxton is questionable. If Harden and Irving are out, there's going to be no debate here. Everybody's going to want to get to Kevin Durant. There's going to be all the usage in the world going to him. He's going to have to carry the Nets offense, take all of the shots. But outside of Durant, who are the other Nets players you think are going to have to step up if there is no Irving and or Harden?
If they're both out, I think you see Patty Mills step up. He's 4,800. He could certainly be a value option. Cam Thomas seems to be back in the rotation. He's 4K. He played 26 minutes last game. He had played a bunch of the game before that as well off the bench. So either one of those guys, I think, could end up being serviceable value options if both of Harden and Irving are out. If only one is out, then you still could get those minutes. I mean, Cam Thomas played 26 with Kyrie and Durant in and Harden out last game. They're not as secure. They're not as safe, but they still could be there. Patty Mills, I think, plays a lot of minutes one way or the other, but there's more production for him if both guys are out.
That is going to do it for us today. A lot of key news here. Of course, that Nets news is going to be massive. So like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can check out the deeper dive and Live Before Lock later today when we have more updates. If you guys have any questions at all, leave them below in the comments section. Or if you just want to tell us that, hey, you like the thumbnail with Adam as a doctor, which a lot of people comment on all the time. They love that thumbnail. Do that as well in the comment section. Good luck tonight, guys.